Yeah, I'm indeed, Catherine. Look, the answer that I've got today is that they're going to contact the member directly, which is myself. Prior to the meeting today, I haven't been notified of any plans in place. This hoarding was erected in April last year. It's a serious issue in Remelton. A lot of the derelict buildings. It's something that, I suppose, for myself, I've made a pledge to the people of Remelton that I will start working harder and closer with the people to try and get the dereliction buildings brought up to a standard. But unfortunately, the council doesn't seem to be given answers that we're looking for, so hopefully they do come back with some positive outcome on my question here today.
And the quay is fast becoming, you know, a busy wee area. There's a lot of different shops and things coming to the fore there, and I suppose, is it fair to say that hoarding's a bit of an eyesore at the minute?
Yeah, it's an eyesore, and I think, you know, Remelton being a heritage town too, and if you take along the quay as well, the whole subsidence of the Shore Road as well that happened there in the past, and there was a number of businesses there. You had the little the bank cafe there as well that was badly affected when it went down to single lane traffic and stuff, and I suppose we were very slow in removing the barriers and stuff like that to allow the traffic to get flowing on a two-way basis again. So, you know, I would just I'm trying to speak up and let the voices be heard of the local businesses and also for the people of Remelton, because we do really need to get Remelton regenerated and get it up to a lovely heritage town, what it should be and it was in the past.